Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A seminary in Lebanon opens its doors to displaced families as well as students. Then, Bibles for China seizes a chance to equip Chinese missionaries serving where others can't go. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But first, our sovereign God has sustained his people in the Middle East to be his hands and feet in long-term crises. Now, Lebanon has endured decades of conflict and economic collapse. The current war no one wanted has displaced an estimated 1.3 million people now. Lo'ulwa Malouf with the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary in Beirut says,
"We're used to difficulties and hardships, but at the same time, we are used to continue seeing God at work and we are called to be here and be part of his work."
Today, ABTS serves not only around 240 students, but also a couple hundred displaced people.
"We opened our guest house and the academic residence to welcome families. And some of them are church families. Some of them, they've never been to a church."
They provide utilities, meals, youth services, and more. Also, daily chapel services at ABTS are open to the community. They worship God and hear a message of encouragement.
"It takes a lot of effort because we are doing all our programs and we're also doing that. But we're grateful that God is allowing us to serve him through these guests."
Malouf says that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Pray with them for God to raise up more workers and pray for an ever-deepening love in the church for their enemies. Next, would you stand with the children of Iran today? Behind the conflicts the nation's involved in, Lana Silk with Transform Iran wants you to see kids whom Jesus loves. A recent report stated that kids from Iran's minority ethnic and religious groups endure poverty, abuse, child marriages, and more. In that context, Transform Iran serves Christian kids under cultural pressure.
"Imagine a child who knows Jesus. Their family might even be involved in the underground church. Now they're in school and they're being invited into discussion on Islamic theology. They've got to be careful not to give away their faith or their parents' faith, because the repercussions can be extremely serious."
Schooling in Iran is heavily Islamic. Christian parents have to help their kids navigate their only chance at an education.
"Think about 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old children saying, 'Mom, why do I have to pray these prayers? Why do I have to learn all these things that I know are not true?'"
Would you pray for the next generation of Iran and partner with Transform Iran to reach them?
"So this Christmas, we are working hard to raise funds to reach 1,000 children of Iran, to strengthen them through these weekly outreach programs, to give them humanitarian aid where they need it, to give them resources."
And finally, after years of an evangelistic focus, Bibles for China has a new opportunity to help send out Chinese missionaries. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China notes that, of course, there have been many Chinese missionaries. However, the move to sending out missionaries is new for them.
"Our work here at Bibles for China has always focused on helping Christians within China receive a Bible, and it's been a little bit, what can we do to help them? In recent years, there has been this move towards partnership. What can we do together to reach not just China, but the world?"
Two different groups have reached out to Bibles for China to help get scripture to Chinese missionaries. They work in parts of the world that have traditionally been very restricted for Westerners. However, Chinese national missionaries face less scrutiny than Westerners would due to political alliances and social norms. They're seeing people trust Christ and get baptized.
"I just think that's really cool. When a group of people that you've been reaching out to for the sake of evangelism says to us, 'Hey, we want to be evangelistic too. We want to take the gospel to the world. And would you partner with us this effort?'"
Please pray that Bibles for China will have wisdom as they support Chinese missionaries, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
"And I think that's maturity. That's discipleship. And it's not as if it hasn't been in existence within China. We're just seeing it in a context of our ministry."
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.